Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Gimel of Masech the Sukkah. Some of the topics we learned about include the following. What is the minimum size, the length, width of a sukkah? Where does the table have to be when you eat in the sukkah? What mitzvahs a small house is exempt from? Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include K'dei Reishe V'rubei V'shalchanei, large enough to hold his head, the majority of his body, and his table. They used to eat their meals in a reclining position, and they need a sukkah large enough to accommodate this type of eating. K'dei Reishe V'rubei V'shalchanei is 7x7 tefachim. Makkah. There is a mitzvah to put up a fence at the edge of one's roof or any other high area from which one can fall off. Negayim. The affliction of tzaras causes spots to appear on the walls of a person's home as punishment for aveiros. Bate Arichayma. Homes inside the walled cities of Eretz Yisrael can only be redeemed by the seller for the first year after the sale. After that, they become the permanent property of the buyer and do not go back to the seller at Yovel, the Jubilee year. Chayzna lav me'erchem lochama. Going back from war because of a house. Certain soldiers are exempt from battle. Soldiers who recently built a house and have not yet lived in it are exempt from going to war. Eruv chatzeris. In order to permit the use of a common courtyard area, homeowners must contribute food that was held in one of the courtyard members' home to halachically merge all the homes into one. Shetuv mavoyis. In order to permit carrying from a courtyard to a mavoy, an alleyway that connected courtyards, the members of the courtyards must contribute food to merge their domains into one. Iber bein shtei ayaris. The protrusion between two cities. The 2,000 amos for the Shabbos border, the Tchum, is measured from the end of the last house. If a house is between two cities, it can link them together, creating a longer Tchum Shabbos.